Good afternoon, everyone, or should I say it's high noon, not at the OK Corral, but at the Rochester Male Civic Center Arena. It's Section 1 Class A volleyball. We just saw a mini upset. The Chatfield Gophers in four sets defeated the Caledonia Warriors. I say mini because Chatfield went to state a year ago, but Caledonia had defeated them during the regular season in conference action. Obviously, Chatfield came back and won in four sets, and so they're heading back to the state tournament, the Chatfield Gophers. Meanwhile, the Knights of Kenyon-Wanamingo in the section final here against a very good Fillmore Central Falcon team. The Falcons on the season did not play Kenyon-Wanamingo. They did not play each other during the regular season, so they have not got any, I don't even think they played in a tournament now that I think about it, so they didn't play at all against each other. We'll see if they get themselves put on the schedule in future years. Coming up after this, we'll have Northfield and Stewartville. We'll probably have a little break between matches to get lineups put into our scorecard here and everything. I like to do them right before the match. That way the numbers are fresh in my mind, the names and the numbers. So that's why I tend to have my own system of doing that way. The Falcons are warming up at the net in front of me with their teal jersey tops, black shorts. They're virtually all wearing pink tennies. And the Kenyon-Wanamingo Knights have their black jersey tops with white numerals. No lettering on the front, just numerals on the front of their uniforms. And it says Knights on the back. And they got the, I believe it's the Nike swoosh on the front of their uniforms. It says Falcons across the front of the teal jersey tops with black and white trim and white numerals for the Fillmore Central Falcons. The Section 1 Class A championship here. And then again after this, as I mentioned, there'll be 1-3A Northfield and Stewartville on these airwaves. We will not have the 1-4A between Lakeville North, Lakeville South. We'll probably stick around and watch that. And we'll let you know how it comes out. High school football seedings have come out. And the Goodyear Wildcats and the Waterville Elysian Morristown Buccaneers will play each other in Hastings Thursday night at 6. I'm pretty sure we'll be there on the Mighty 920. Cass and Manorville gets to go to Stillwater and play Hill Murray on Thursday night at 7. Pine Island is taking on Minneapolis North Saturday at noon at Totino Gray's. Boy, I'd love to see that game. Fillmore Central and Murray County Central face each other at Rochester Mayo Friday night at 7. The Wauseka Blue Jays take on Holy Family Catholic Saturday at noon at Apple Valley High School. And another team from the area, Rochester Mayo, takes on St. Thomas Academy noon Saturday at Woodbury High School. Our broadcast today is service of Cashwise Foods, Owatonna Community Resource Bank, with branches in Faribault, in Northfield, in Cannon Falls, Fanning & Associates out of Dodge Center. By Faribault Transportation, Federated Mutual Insurance, Owatonna, Fairway Meat and Grocery, both the Owatonna and Faribault stores. By Harley's Auto Savage, Faribault, J-Mo's Bowl in Faribault, where you always strike a great meal. The Minnesota Air National Guard, Northland Farm Systems, Owatonna Auto Clinic, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, the Security State Bank of Kenyon, Specialty Personnel Services, St. Olaf College, Tanji Jordy in downtown Kenyon, and Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency. I'll have our Wanamingo Mutual Insurance keys to the match right after the
finding health
messages.
Insurance can be stressful. Beth Fanning Hange of Fanning & Associates has 35 years of experience helping people just like you. And she does this by getting to know you. Beth meets with all her clients in person. If sitting on hold and trusting your personal information to strangers isn't for you, give Beth a call and she'll find the best option for your needs from multiple providers. Or if you just want to find out if you're currently paying too much, call Beth at Fanning & Associates in downtown Dodge Center. A consultation doesn't cost a thing.
J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault, is the place to go for the best food and fun around. Get signed up for bowling leagues now. It's not only a great time, but provides good exercise. The whole family can participate from the very young to the very old. It's a
a super place to have a kids or adult party with various packages available. The food is really good, too. J-Mo's has awesome ribs, the juiciest burgers, a 10-ounce steak that will satisfy your hunger pangs. Get gift cards to use for bowling, bowling accessories, or meals at J-Mo's Bowl Faribault, where you always strike a great meal.
Well, the Falcons are warming up at the net. The Knights are behind. To my right, the service line of the court to my right. The Knights are on the opposite side of the floor. I am just beyond the attack line, pretty much in the back row of the court. I'm sitting across from the scorer's table, so when I call the action today, we will be going left to right and right to left on your radio dial from my vantage point. So just keep that in mind as we do the Falcons and the Knights, followed by the Northfield Raiders and the Stuartville Tigers in one triple A. Great to have you along here on the Mighty 920. Let's get those Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency keys to the match. I visited with Siri Kwam this morning, and she told me, pure and simple, I said, well, what's the key? And she said, we got to be pretty much error-free. By that, you got to really limit your errors. They've done that well the last couple of batches, and frankly, I think they have peaked at the right time here. But this is going to be, I don't know that they've seen a team that can block like this Fillmore Central team, and more specifically, Ms. Wart. They don't have her height on the roster here, but she's got to be over 6 feet tall for Fillmore Central. Maddie Wart, a sophomore. They are really good defensively, as Kenyon Wanamingo's coach Siri Kwam told me. They do have a couple of things in their game plan that they think might throw Fillmore Central off, and we'll see what those things are. As I said to Coach Kwam before the match when I visited with her earlier, and we're giving you our Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency keys to the match, whether it's keys to your home, keys to your car, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance can assist you with all of that. Contact them soon and get yourself an insurance check. It's a good way to save yourself a few dollars and save yourself some pain later down the road. But as I said, Molly Kwam has literally grown up before our eyes in this section tournament. She has stepped up her game big time for the Knights. And she said this morning, and I guess I would agree, that the faster the game, the better Molly is. And so we'll see if that's one of the things they've got in store for Fillmore Central to try and speed things up. I don't know if that'll work or not, but I guess we'll find out. Those are your Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency keys to today's match from the Mayo Civic Center Arena, the Section 1 Class A Championship. The winner goes to the state volleyball tournament in
Harley's
St. Paul.
Auto Salvage has been in business over a half century, serving people through their like magic nationwide parts locator. New and used auto parts. Check out their large supply of new and used tires. 30-day warranty on electronics, 60-day warranty on all motors and transmissions with extended warranties available.
Cody here with Harley's Auto Salvage. Haven't been here in a while? Stop in and check out our drive-through recycling building. You can recycle your aluminum cans, copper, brass, and metal. And of course, we're always here to help you get that newer used auto part. Harley's Auto Salvage.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todgy. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todgy jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todgy gifts.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Faribault is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall is tailgating time. Have you planned your tailgate menu yet? Fairway has all of your game day party favorites with USDA choice steaks, fresh produce, snacks, and meat and cheese trays. Fairway meets all your game day needs. Shop online for curbside pickup or grab the weekly ad when you shop the store. Fairway Meat and Grocery, located in Faribault, is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of your grocery needs.
You train hard. You play harder. Now it's time to level up. The Minnesota Air National Guard isn't just a part-time job, it's a launch pad. Get elite training, real-world experience, and college paid for while staying close to home. You've got the drive. We've got the mission. Call 1-800-835-3764. Your future doesn't wait. Neither do we.
Well, both teams are still continuing their warm-ups as we're just about ready to get the introduction of the lineups. The final rotation of warm-ups is serving, and that's exactly what the Falcons are doing now. They were the higher seed. They were the number one seed. And the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights were the number three seed. Remember, it was New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, the number seven seed, that knocked off number two Mabel Canton earlier this week, the same night that the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights defeated Lewiston Altura. And then the other night, they lost the first set to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 25-20, before reeling off three straight wins to get to this section title match here in the Mayo Civic Center Arena, as the Knights are lined up behind the service line to my left, and the Falcons are lined up around the service line to my right, behind it, along it, side to side. The Falcons will be going right to left, and the Knights left to right on your radio dial, and all of the sets that we have. Falcon bench is right across from me. The Knights are kitty corner from where I'm sitting. Not the best vantage point here on the floor, to be quite honest. We've got the stand official blocking our view. And I thought about going up on the balcony and probably should have done that. I've been down here for many years in the section finals, and I should learn the best place to sit really is right at the net if you're going to be on the floor. You wouldn't think so, but it is the best place. Is there? Well, I thought we'd have this earlier today with the other match. We're going to have our national anthem for this. The play of our national anthem. I think it was the Fillmore Central Band. The Kenyon Wanamingo Band was here the previous two times. The Kenyon Wanamingo was here, but I do believe that's the Falcon Band. It just got done playing our national anthem. Well, you can't hear the public address announcer in this facility now. You can't hear her at all, so there's no sense in even trying to have her starting lineups on the airwaves. We'll let them do that while we hear the
Minnesota
words.
Coaches Incorporated is proud to transport teams, athletes, cheerleaders, and coaches, getting you to the game all season long. Since the 1930s, they've been your trusted full-service charter planner, serving local communities with safe, reliable travel. From private charters and school trips to tour groups, sports teams, and church outings, they've got you covered. Minnesota Coaches Incorporated, full-service travel with peace of mind. Visit MinnesotaCoaches.com or call 507-334-5121 today.
Specialty Personnel Services can solve both sides of work-related problems. For employees, they can put you to work in a short period of time with employers that are in need of your skills. For you employers, Specialty Personnel Services has a list of potential employees that have the skill set to excel on your company's team. Don't waste time chasing want ads. Let the professionals work for you. They do specializing in construction and manufacturing jobs. Specialty Personnel Services in Owatonna. Call 451-5773. In Austin, 433-5570.
At Community Resource Bank, they're more than just a place to manage your money. They're your neighbors, your supporters, your financial partners. Whether you're starting fresh or planning ahead, the team at Community Resource Bank is ready to help with banking that fits your life. Stop in, say hi, and see why more people are choosing Community Resource Bank. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Fall savings are at Cashwise Foods. Fill your home with the mouth-watering aroma of Four Brothers Premium All-Natural Country-Style Pork Ribs, just $1.99 a pound. Fresh fall favorites are here, too. Pizzazz or Grammy Smith apples, just $1.49 a pound, and avocados, 59 cents each. Plus, grab all your Halloween essentials, candy, fresh-baked treats from their bakery, and other fall flavors for a spooktacular celebration. Remarkable quality, incredible value. Cashwise Foods. Only Cashwise Foods.
Well, they're introducing the Falcons now after introducing the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. And as I said, you cannot hear the public address announcer at all. You might hear a little faint voice in the background. Legendary Rod Johnson was here earlier doing the match previous when Chatfield beat Caledonia in four sets to punch their ticket for the second straight year to the state tournament. The Gophers heading to state. Winner this match will go there as well next week. If the Knights are there, I'm sure we'll be there, but it's going to be a tall order to take down these Fillmore Central Falcons. As I told Coach Quam, I know your ladies can do it, so let's see. Fillmore Central right to left. Kenyon Wanamingo left to right on your radio dial. Fillmore Central is Preston and Harmony. They used to be separate when I was a kid. I grew up in Spring Valley. We were in the same conference. Preston was the Blue Jays. Harmony was the Cardinals. Spring Valley was the Wolves. Wyckoff, which combines with Spring Valley now, were the Wycats. You know, those were the good old days. Grand Meadow Superlarks, Lanesboro Burrows, all part of the Maple Leaf Conference back in those days. So everybody's hitting the floor here. The libero, Emily Jarvis, checks in for Kenyon Wanamingo. And the libero will not be on the floor to start for the Falcons of Fillmore Central because they're going to start on the serve. Serving is Lauren Dolly. She's a 5'8 junior. Her jump serve is received in the back row. Quam goes outside left to Ostertag. He dives. Good save. A nice dig there. It's hit off the arms and out of bounds with a kill in the front right corner by Zwart. The 6'1 Zwart is a sophomore. And that's the block I was talking about earlier with Coach Quam. She can get up and down that net rather quickly. From the center portion of the service line in the back left corner, Lindell picks it up. Bump set goes. There's a tip around the block. Beautiful play by Haugen. Audrey Haugen picks up the kill, and we're tied at one. Kendall Johnson, the junior center from the right corner. Flat-footed, one-handed pummel of this ball, picked up by the libero. Set goes to center of the net. Zwart's going to get a tip kill. She looked like she was going to wail on it and just dink right inside the attack line. A little dink, little tip. Zwart picks up her second kill, and it's 2-1 Fillmore Central. Serving is Volomo, 5'9 sophomore. Reception's not made. Unable to get the reception in the back row and get it over the net. In fact, it hit the antenna. It's now 3-1. That's called a hitting error by Kenyon Wanamingo. Jump serve is out. It was not close. So out, a service error. 3-2, Fillmore Central in the first set. When you're the underdog, I really think first set win is huge. Puts pressure on the other team. Serving is Eva Jacobson, the junior for Kenyon Wanamingo. This set is a back set. It's hit very long by Zwart. That's what the Knights would like to see. They want to get them out of system, as coaches say. Line drive serve, ball's popped up. Libero for Fillmore Central gets it to the back row. And it's a kill from the back row by Hellickson. Kyla Hellickson gets the kill. Kyla is a senior. She stands 5'8". Jump serve from behind the center portion, and it is touched by Haugen. It might have been out had she not touched it, but she did, and so it's 5-3 Fillmore Central on the smoking hot serve by Nora Nagel. Nagel will jump serve it again. Reception in the back corner. The set, and she had to wait for it. It was Lindell getting it over. She wasn't able to wail on it like normal. It was a block, but it's going to go out of bounds off of Lindell. So the kill goes down to Hellickson. It's 6-3. The Falcons have doubled them on the scoreboard. In serving is Nagel, the sophomore. The jump serve is received in the back row. The back set is blocked but out of bounds. Blocked but out of bounds. And it's a 6-4 Fillmore Central lead. Lindell will get the kill. Addy, the 5'8 senior. Serving from the right corner is Haugen. Reception's made. Libero Fillmore Central. They go outside left. She angles it out. Front left corner trying to go back right and missed. Did Hellickson. 6'5. Andre Haugen is serving. Little mini jump serve is in for an ace. Haugen gets an ace. And we're tied at 6 in the first set. The barrel for Fillmore Central, by the way, is Josie Corson. She's a 5'6 junior. Smack dab in the middle of that back row, and it's just out. Well, it kind of negates the ace when you have those service errors. 7-6. Fillmore Central leads. The jump serve by Corson, the libero, is received in the back row by Jarvis. Lindell wails off the top of the net. It is in. And she gets her second kill of the night. I love Addie because she does not really hold back on swings. I love it when they get full swings. Maddie Alexander is serving, the sophomore center for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Where's lucky number 7? Her jump serve for the right corner is received in the back middle. They get it back on the court after it went out of bounds. It's a free ball that just came over. The set, Alexander outside left. Quam is blocked. They had a double block up on her. They go back to center. It's passed over, and it's good. Little waterfall hit. Hit the top of the tape and just trickled over by Claire Olson. 8-7, Kenyon Wanamingo has the lead here in the first set. You'll always be a hit when you get your gifts at Taji Jewelry in downtown Kenyon. Alexander went wide that time, almost got an ace. It's punched over by Corson. Jarvis gets it, quick set. There's a tip to the corner, and then again, they try to out-tip at the net. Sam Boyum's in the lineup now for the Knights. Quam hits it. She's blocked. Again, they have a double block wherever Quam is, and so far it's working. Well, they were there watching the other night when she had 8 kills in the second set. And we're tied at snowmen on the scoreboard, 8 apiece. As serving is Audrey Daniels, 5'7 seniors. Reception in the back row, Jarvis. Back set is hit by Quam. And she hits it wide. I thought it was touched, but I guess not. So that'll be a hitting error. 9-8. She approached from the right side that time and tried a couple from the left side previously that were blocked. Jarvis can't receive this serve. Tracing it down as Quam gets it back on the court. It's back bumped over the net. The set goes outside left. It's put down. Straight top of the ball. Textbook kill by Hellickson. Her third kill of this first set makes it 10-8. Fillmore Central. They've gone on a 3-0 run here. Here's the jump serve received by Jarvis. Kind of an errant pass. Back set goes to Quam. Over the block that time. They're not going to get this one. Quam gets her kill. Her first one of this set. 10-9. Fillmore Central on top of Kenyon Wanamingo. Number one seed, the Falcons. Number three seed, the Knights. Jarvis slips the ball to Quam. Molly is from that left corner, jump serves, and it was very deep. Corson receives it. Set goes outside left, Fillmore Central, through the double block, and another kill for Hellickson. Her fourth of this first set. Hellickson will go back to serve now, the 5'8 senior. The fact that she's left-handed might throw him off a little bit, and she throws it into the net on the serve. Obviously didn't want to do that. Their second service there, it's 11-10, Fillmore Central. Serving will be Emily Jarvis, the white jersey-topped libero for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights with red lettering. Remainder of her teammates with black and red. Down the line it goes. Hellickson picks it up. There's a dump attempt. Picked up, comes back over the net. Out touching at the net is Fillmore Central, as Nagel out touches Haugen on that one. It's 12-10, Fillmore Central here in the first set. Serving is Dolly, the 5'8 junior. She'll approach that service line, jump, and it's picked up by Jarvis. After Olsen got it, Ostertag tries to get a kill, a nice diving dig, and then it's hammered at the center of the net by Zwart. The 6'1 sophomore picks up her third kill, and it's 13-10, Fillmore Central. Again, serving is Dolly, the 5'8 junior. Her jump serve is received in the back corner. It's popped up. Having to chase it down is Jarvis. It's hit by Ostertag off the tape, partially blocked by Zwart. Ostertag keeps it alive when it comes back over. It's pushed over by Alexander. Set goes to center. Zwart puts it right down. Terminates the ball in the back right corner. She is a load. 6'1 sophomore. That was textbook again, right on top of the ball. You're not going to dig that out. And it's 14-10, Fillmore Central pulling away. Her jump serve is received in that corner by Olsen. They go outside to Haugen, and almost a double hit that time. They go at the attack line. Quam gets the kill from the attack line. Her second kill of this first set, and it's 14-11, Fillmore Central. Well, Coach Quam said during our Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency keys to the match, when the pace is faster, Molly's better. As the serve is just tickling the tape, Johnson, a great dig. Back set, Hellickson got the dig. Quam picks one up. It's popped up in the air. Hammering it is Lindell. It's pushed with two hands by Zwart. It almost looked like it was thrown over, but that's allowed these days. Things have changed a lot in this sport over the years. That's her fifth kill of this first set. And it's 15-11, Fillmore Central. Now serving is going to be Valamo, and it's out. Another service error. They're being aggressive. That's their third service error. That's 15-12. Still doable for Kenyon Wanamingo. They got to get a run going here. Eva Jacobson is serving for that right corner. Reception's made in the back row. It's popped up. Corson, the libero, gets it back. It's just passed over by Hellickson. It's called a free ball. Kendall Johnson quick sets it, and it's hit out. And the Knights wanted a touch, but no touch is called. It's 16-12. I frankly thought that might have been in. If it hits the line, it's in. A jump serve received Jarvis. Getting it back on the court is Quam. It has to be just punched over by Lindell. No height on that. They go outside left, and the block is going to go off the arms and out of bounds. Again, Fillmore Central has that down to a science. As Britton gets the kill. She's a 6'1 senior. That's right. We got two 6'1 girls in there now for Fillmore Central. Outside they go to Quam. She's going to hit it off those 6'1 girls. Great rolling dig. Incredible. It comes back over from Hellickson in the back row. There's a back set that Lindell wails on. Back row, they pick it up again. Set goes to center. Swartz going to do a ballerina tip. Another dink for two, for a point for Fillmore Central. Swart has herself six kills in this first set, and it's 18-12, a six-point lead for the Fillmore Central Falcons. Serving again. And it's going to be out by Nagel. Four service errors by Fillmore Central. It's 18-13. Haugen is serving. Receptions made by Corson. The bump set goes outside left from the back row. Hellickson hammers it, and Kenyon Wanamingo can't pick it up. Hellickson with another kill. They have five. She has five kills, and Zwart has six kills. More importantly, she got that one from the back row. Those are harder to block. 19-13, Fillmore Central has the lead. Corson looks to a coach where she wants that ball placed. It's received by Jarvis. There's a back set to Lindell. She'll go angle. It's popped up. Corson chases it down. Hellickson from behind the attack line. It's picked up. And then there's a set. Jacobson got the pickup, and they're going to call a lift on Haugen. A lift is called, and Coach Siri Quam says, I need a timeout. And boy, does she ever. 20-13 is our score. Hey, it's time to get yourself your gifts. Well, holidays are just around the corner, and you know you don't want just any gift. You want a Taji jewelry gift in downtown.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Owatonna is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall means tailgating time. Are you ready for your game day party? From USDA choice steaks and fresh produce to snacks and delicious meat and cheese trays, Fairway has everything you need to fuel your crew. Shop online for easy curbside pickup or check out their weekly ad in store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all your grocery needs. Good luck this fall to all area athletes from Fairway Owatonna.
Hey, Ken Herbeck here. Is it time for a tune-up or maybe a new furnace? Call Owatonna Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier dealer today, and have your furnace checked. Don't wait until you're without heat and below zero temperatures. Call us to get your furnace checked to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning or sudden furnace failure when you really need it most. Owatonna Heating and Cooling is your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the experts. Find us online at owatonna-heating.com or call 507-451-2051. That's 451-2051.
Well, Sam Boyum just hit an error for Kenyon Wanamingo. As she enters the court, 21-13, Fillmore Central. Corson, the libero, is serving. Reception in the back row by Jarvis. Back set goes. Lindell hits it off the tape. They dive forward. They say Corson got under the ball. It looked like it hit the floor. It's passed back over. The set is going to be a back set. Hammering it in is going to be Fillmore Central's Dolly. You can probably hear the Kenyon Wanamingo fans behind me. That hit the floor. It's 22-13. The reception made in the back row by Jacobson. There's a back set, and Lindell tries to crush it and gets stuffed by the other 6'1 player, Britton. Another timeout. But I don't know, Coach Quam, they're probably not going to come back in this one, although she wants to get some momentum for her team into the second set. 23-13, and in volleyball terms, well, that's kind of like a 20-point win in basketball, right? It's kind of a runaway. So they were ahead 8-7 at one point. Obviously, since that time, the Knights have only scored 5 points. They haven't been on offense much because Fillmore Central, well, they have had a few serving errors, but they have not had many hitting errors. They've been pretty efficient in the hitting end of things. Have the Fillmore Central Falcons. I do keep track of errors or try to do my best on that in kills. Again, 6 kills for Maddie Zwart, the 6'1 sophomore. 5 kills for 5'8 senior Kyla Hellickson. And Cora Britton, the 6'1 senior, has 2 kills as Corson will continue to serve with a white jersey top. Her jump serve is received in the back row by Jacobson. They're keeping it away from Quam. They go outside to Quam on the dig. Is Corson, but it's going to go out of bounds. So Quam will get her 3rd kill. They're not serving to Quam. Quam is very good at picking up the back row. She's lightning quick. Serving is Alexander. They need, the Knights need somebody to get on a roll here. Jump serve is an ace by Alexander. Well, she had a couple the other day in the semifinals against New Richland, Hartman, Ellendale, Geneva. It's 23-15. They could get this to 20. That'd be nice. Jump serve tickles the tape. It's another ace. I hate those when they hit the top of the net and trickle over. I think it should be like tennis and a net serve. You get rewarded for making a mistake. If you could perfect that and do it every time, you get a lot of aces. More air under this one. Corson receives it. The set goes outside left. Helix in the lefty hammers it as Jacobson can't pick it up. She is so efficient from the back row in her attack. She's always on the move when she attacks, which is why she's hard to block. Coming in to serve here for Fillmore Central is Aubrey Daniels, the 5'7 senior. Daniels, one-hand toss-up, jump serve is received by Jarvis. There's a back set. Quam's going to come and wail on it and get the kill. Or no, I'm sorry, that was not Quam. That was not Quam. It was Olson. Again, we're kind of blocked by the stand official there. It's hard to see. We're at set point for Fillmore Central, 24-17. Quam is serving, and she's going to need to go on a tear if they're going to win this one. Jump serve, ball's popped up. Back set goes right. It's hit off the tape, popped up by Hellickson. Now they're going to go back to Hellickson on the left side. She'll have it blocked by Olson. They keep it alive, sets it, and hits it into the net. As Valamo, it's too many hits on Fillmore Central, making it second set point, Falcons 24-18. Jump serve by Quam down the line, picked up by Corson. Bump set outside left, and Hellickson wails on it. It's picked up in the back row by guess who, Quam. It's punched over by Ostertag. There's a quick set to the center, hit off the tape, and it's going to be out. Hit off the tape and out by Dolly. And guess what, folks? They're making that close to 20 here. It's 24-19. The jump serve is going down the line. Course, oh, there's a dump attempt, and it's going to be effective. The setter does the dump. Valmo is the setter. She's a sophomore. A dump is when it looks like you're going to set the ball, and all of a sudden you just dump it over the net. And if you do it right, it's effective, and she did it to perfection. So 25-19 is the score of the first set. Now all the pressure's on the Knights. They do not want to go down two sets to none to this number one seed Fillmore Central team. Again, 25-19, the score in the first set. Our between sets report a service of the Security State Bank of Kenyon, where they say personal service.
Finding health insurance can be stressful. Beth Fanning Hange of Fanning & Associates has 35 years of experience helping people just like you. And she does this by getting to know you. Beth meets with all her clients in person. If sitting on hold and trusting your personal information to strangers isn't for you, give Beth a call and she'll find the best option for your needs from multiple providers. Or if you just want to find out if you're currently paying too much, call Beth at Fanning & Associates in downtown Dodge Center. A consultation doesn't cost a thing.
JMO's Bowl, Faribault is the place to go for the best food and fun around. Get signed up for bowling leagues now. It's not only a great time, but provides good exercise. The whole family can participate from the very young to the very old. It's a super place to have a kids or adult party with various packages available. The food is really good too. JMO's has awesome ribs, the juiciest burgers, a 10-ounce steak that will satisfy your hunger pangs. Get gift cards to use for bowling, bowling accessories, or meals at JMO's Bowl, Faribault, where you always strike a great meal.
Harley's Auto Salvage has been in business over a half century, serving people through their Like Magic nationwide parts locator. New and used auto parts. Check out their large supply of new and used tires. 30-day warranty on electronics, 60-day warranty on all motors and transmissions with extended warranties available.
Cody here with Harley's Auto Salvage. Haven't been here in a while? Stop in and check out our drive-thru recycling building. You can recycle your aluminum cans, copper, brass, and metal. And of course, we're always here to help you get that newer used auto part. Harley's Auto Salvage.
Rochester Mayo Civic Center Arena ready for set number two. Here are your between sets report statistics, again, very unofficial. I had the Knights with just 8 kills and 7 total errors. I had 18 kills and 7 total errors for Fillmore Central. Coaches typically have told me over the years they'd like to keep their errors 7 or under. Some coaches have a 5 or under, which is really good. So Fillmore Central wants to get a stranglehold on this match, go up 2-0, and the Knights want to even it up. And I think if they have any hopes of winning this, that's what they have to do. Jarvis checks in for Boyum in the back row, the libero for the Kenyon-Wanamingo Knights. Knights will start the serve here in this second set. It'll be Kendall Johnson, the junior. Johnson is 5'5". She's going to be in that right corner. Up front, I see Ostertag and Haugen. And Lindell, back row, it's Quam, Jarvis, and Johnson serving. Zwart is up front for the Fillmore Central Falcons. As the first serve is made, the reception is made by Hellickson. The set goes to Hellickson from the back row. She gets another kill from the back row. It's her 8th kill already, and we're in the second set. Those are so hard to block, and that one hit the top of the tape and went over, and it's hard to get that deflection, too. This jump serve is received by Jarvis. Outside, they go to Lindell. She was going to tip it. She normally wails on it. We rarely see her tip, and she mistimed her jump completely. A hitting error makes it 2-0 Fillmore Central. Serving is Valamo, the sophomore setter. Reception's made by Jarvis, and it's a bad pass. So it's going in my book as a bad pass, a mistake, and it's 3-0 Fillmore Central. Valamo serving. Her jump serve is in the corner. It's an ace. Nobody was even going after that ball. 4-0 Fillmore Central. It's like the teal machine. Reception is made by Jarvis. The quick set, and then there's a flip by Haugen. She needs him high. That was not high. There's a left-handed tip by Zwart. The set goes outside left to Ostertag, off the arms and out of bounds. And maybe that's what the Knights need to do more of, right? Hit off those outside arms, make that ball go out of bounds, and get some points that way. 4-1, Fillmore Central leads. You're always a hit when you get your gifts at Taji Chewy. There's a set to Zwart. She'll get the kill off the blockers out of bounds. So Maddie Zwart picks up her 7th kill here in set number 2. It's 5-1 Fillmore Central. Serving is Nagel. Her jump serve is received in the back left corner. No, it's an ace. Well, if you can't receive serve, the night's over. The day is over, I should say. So Nora gets the ace. The 5'9 sophomore will try it again. Her jump serve is in the back left, picked up by Jacobson. They go outside to Lindell. Little tip. That time works. As I said before, what I love about Andy is normally you see her get full swings, and she just absolutely pummels, crushes, terminates the ball, and she's gone to a little more tipping, and that might be by design, right? Teams have watched her, and they know she likes to wail on it. But we almost had an ace. Wart gets on a third hit, a punch over the net, literally. Outside left, they go to Quam off the blocker, popped up by Hellickson. The pump goes back to Hellickson. She comes on the fly and gets another kill right down the line. Hellickson, 9 kills, and we're in the second set. It's 7-2. They just can't get a block up on her. Most of her attacks have been from the back row as the ball's going to go to Fillmore Central. They have a 7-2 lead, and their libero, Corson, is serving. Reception's made in the back row by Jacobson. They go outside to Quam. It's blocked, but off the arms and out of bounds. She absolutely hammered that one. That's just her 4th kill. We're in the second set. Alexander was going to come in and serve, and they didn't do the exchange properly, so they got to do it over again. So Alexander will serve here, the sophomore setter for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. In that right corner, she stands 5'7", wears lucky number 7. Her jump serve is received. Perfect pass. The set goes outside left. Guess who? And it's hit just long by Hellickson. That is just her second hitting error in this particular day. They've been so efficient. It's 7-4. Fillmore Central. Jump serve in the corner. It comes back as an overpass. And Quam knew what to do with it. Elevated and hammered it home. Her fifth kill, and it's 7-5. So from the right corner, it is put to the corner. And now Hellickson in scramble mode has to just pass it over the net. You got to take advantage of these if you're the Knights. Quam hits it off the arms. No, I guess it's not off the arms. It's out. So a hitting error. Makes it 8-5, Fillmore Central. In my opinion, the Knights have to win this one to have any hopes of winning this match. They don't know they're going to run the table three on them. Reception's made by Jarvis. There's a dump over the net by Alexander. Didn't work. We go outside left. There's a tip. She had to tip it around the antenna that time. Did Hellickson. Is punched over by Quam, and they're not going to chase that one down. Quam picks up another kill. Her seventh. Good golly, Miss Molly, growing up right before our very eyes. She's only a freshman. 8-6. Her jump serve is received down the line. Corson. Now the set goes behind. It's hit off a blocker. Quam gets to it. Popped up outside left. Oster tag on the angle kill. Popped up in the air by Hellickson. She'll get the ball back inside the antenna. It's partially blocked, and Oster tag was going to push it over and hits it into the net. Nine-6, Fillmore Central trying to get a stranglehold on the match and go up 2 cents to none. Rudy Kotzfeld here at the KDHL Sports Microphone on the KDHL app. The set, Oster tag on the kill. It's an overpass, and Boyum hits it. Is it in? It's in. It's in. Just on the far sideline. Oh, my. She wanted to hit it outside the blockers and almost pushed it out, but she did not. Boyum will get the kill. Her first of the day, and it's 9-7. Perfect pass by the libero. It's blocked off the arms and out of bounds. Fillmore Central gains their 10th point. They're up 10-7. And coming into serve is going to be Dolly, the 5'8 junior. Lauren's jump serve is received in the back row. Olson, they go outside left. Oster tag angles it. Popped up in the air by Hellickson. They bump it outside left, and it's picked up by Jarvis. Alexander's going to back set it. It's hit off the blockers, off the antenna, out of bounds. So Haugen will get the kill. ...11-7 is our score as the Knights will bring in Kendall Johnson, the junior setter. Johnson wears number 4 on her uniform, right corner, dribbling the volleyball, waiting for the official to blow his whistle and say you can serve. And he does just that. Reception's made in the back row by Hellickson. There's a set to the center. Zwart flips it overhead backwards on the left. I don't know how Lindell picked that up. Zwart tried to get it. And it's blocked by Haugen. 10-9, Fillmore Central. Reception's made by Hellickson again. The set goes back to Hellickson from the back row. Haugen got her hand on it, but it was hit so hard she couldn't get it back over the net. So Hellickson picks up another kill, her third of this set, her 10th of the day, and we're in the second set. 11-9, Fillmore Central. The jump serve is made here by Valamo. There's a dump by Johnson, but it's too slow. Not enough pace on it. Outside left, the curl is going to be put down by Fillmore Central's Nagel. Nora Nagel, the 5'9 sophomore, picks up her second kill. And it's 12-9, Fillmore Central. In serving is Valamo, the 5'9 sophomore. She's a setter. All of the Fillmore Central players in pink tennies. There's a set outside left for Lindell. She wails on it. She wanted a touch. No touch is called. That's the way she normally hits the ball, though, with some extra oomph on it. She's had three kills and two hitting errors. Normally more efficient. It's 13-9. The jump serve by Valamo is going to be an ace. Jarvis couldn't come up with that one. So an ace, the third of this set for Fillmore Central, and they're up 14-9. Valamo looks to where she wants the coach, where she wants it placed. They chase it from behind. Quam somehow gets it to a teammate, but they can't get it over the net. Timeout, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Fillmore Central, 15. Kenyon-Wanamingo, 9. Section 1, Class A. Final action. The winner goes to the state volleyball tournament.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Faribault is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall is tailgating time. Have you planned your tailgate menu yet? Fairway has all of your game day party favorites with USDA choice steaks, fresh produce, snacks, and meat and cheese trays. Fairway meets all your game day needs. Shop online for curbside pickup or grab the weekly ad when you shop the store. Fairway Meat and Grocery, located in Faribault, is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of your grocery needs.
Minnesota Coaches Incorporated is proud to transport teams, athletes, cheerleaders, and coaches, getting you to the game all season long. Since the 1930s, they've been your trusted full-service charter planner, serving local communities with safe, reliable travel. From private charters and school trips to tour groups, sports teams, and church outings, they've got you covered. Minnesota Coaches Incorporated, full-service travel with peace of mind. Visit MinnesotaCoaches.com or call 507-334-5121 today.
Jarvis with a nice pass off the serve. There's a little tip by Lindell again. Hellickson will set it outside left. It's punched over to the double block. Johnson got to it. In the back row, Quam had it. It's picked up by the libero, Corson. And now Lindell wails on it, but it's out. Another hitting error. Six errors in this set for Kenyon-Wanamingo. It's 16-9. As the jump serve by Valamo is picked up by Quam. There's a back set. It's tipped down the line by Ostertag. Hellickson was quick enough to get to it and had an accurate pass off of it. They go outside left. There's another tip again by Lindell. They go outside left, and it's wailed. It's blocked by Haugen. Now pushed back over by, and a push deep by Johnson. Good job by Corson to get to that. The ball's too low on the pass, though, and they can't get it over the net. Be an error for Fillmore Central. That's just their second error in this set. It's 16-10. Kenyon-Wanamingo is trailing Fillmore Central. Eva Jacobson is serving. They've already lost the first set 25-19. And another error on a service error. You just can't have this mistakes against anybody, but especially a really good team. It's 17-10. They don't need gifts, right? They don't need gifts from Taji Jewelry. Well, they do need gifts from Taji Jewelry, but they don't need gifts of scores. And there's another touch. Lindell's going to end up with a kill. She hit it off a blocker and it went out of bounds. Her fourth kill of the day. As Haugen goes back to serve, the Knights need someone to get on a roll. It's 17-11, Fillmore Central. Reception's made in the back row. Perfect pass. Set goes and coming flying up is Hellickson. She'll hit it off the net. So Hellickson with a hitting error. Makes it 17-12. Haugen jump serve received by Corson. Another perfect pass. Back set right. Schwartz hits it off the net. She did a peekaboo. Took her eye off the ball. 17-13. Fillmore Central right corner. It's Haugen, the senior. 5'10. flat-footed, well, kind of a mini jump serve. Hellickson, she just moved so well, got to that ball. Ball's hit in the back row, and it's going to be a kill from the back row by Nagel, the 5'9 sophomore. He has three kills and only one mistake, and that was a service error. Serving will be their libero, Corson, the 5'6 junior. Where's number 12 on the white jersey top? The remainder of her teammates in teal. It's an ace. An ace serve. That's the fifth ace of this set for Fillmore Central. They're up 19-13. They just have not been able to handle the serves. Receptions made by Quam. Johnson's going to backset it. Lindell's going to hammer it. It's stuffed again by Fillmore Central. Getting the stuff is Britton, the 6'1 senior. It's 20-13. It was 20-13 last set when Kenyon Wanamingo made a bit of a run. Ended up being 25-19 in the first set, but boy, oh boy, are they going to need someone to get on a roll if they're
going to. The Security State Bank of Kenyon is proud to be partnering with Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to provide grants to the Kenyon Area Foundation and Goodhue County Habitat for Humanity. The foundation receives $2,000, Habitat $10,000 from the Member Impact Fund. It's a matching grant program. Security State Bank of Kenyon has been Kenyon's hometown bank for over 90 years. As a family-owned and operated bank, they are dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and other consumers. It's why the Security State Bank of Kenyon says, personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
20-13, Fillmore Central. They won the first set 25-19. They were up 20-13 in that one. They're up 20-13 here in the second set. Corson is serving the libero for Fillmore Central. Jarvis, her counterpart, picks it up. They go outside left. Quam! Whale Corson with an incredible pickup. There's a little tip by Hellickson, and man, was that a dig. And now Whalen on it again. It's Quam. It's blocked. Now it's popped into the back row. The pass comes over the net. Britton gets it to the front row. They're going to back set it right and just absolutely wailing on the ball. I mean, pulverizing it is Dolly with her second kill. It's 21-13. You can play footloose and fancy free when you have an 8-point lead. And you're up one set to none. Corson will continue to serve here. The libero, her jump serve is received in the back row by Jarvis. Chasing it down is Johnson. Quam's going to angle it. Hellickson's right there. Set goes back to Hellickson, and she'll get the kill. 11 of them. Double digits, and we're only in the second set. It's 22-13. That young lady is, well, much like Quam, a lot of court coverage by her. Jumps received by Jacobson on the jump serve. There's Quam trying to, or no, excuse me, Boyum trying to push it off the blockers and out of bounds. And it works. So Quam, or excuse me, Boyum, I think I said Quam, Boyum gets the kill. Alexander comes in to serve, 22-14. The jump serve, she had an ace last time around. They're going to pop it out left. Guess who? It's Hellickson. Back row, Jarvis gets to it. Retreating like a defensive back. Now Quam gets it down. That was Johnson retreating, getting that set. Now Hellickson is partially blocked by Olsen. The set's going to be a back set right. It's hit off the arms and out of bounds. Nagel gets the kill. Her fourth of the day, and it's 23-14, 2 points away from taking a two-sets-to-one-none lead of the Fillmore Central Falcons. 23-14, here's the jump serve. It's received by Jarvis. Alexander jump sets it. It's pushed over by Boyum. Back in the day, that wouldn't be allowed, but, I mean, you almost look like you're throwing it over the net, but they allow a lot these days. It didn't used to be in this sport. Well, they didn't have rally scoring when I first started calling volleyball. It's 23-15. Jump serve by Quam. There's a dump. Jarvis is right there. Alexander goes outside left. There's a tip by Ostertag. You can't tip on this team. Outside left. Hellickson's going to get blocked. It comes back over out the Boyum block. And then hammering it long. Did they touch it? No, Quam did not touch it. Villamo tried to end that. The setter ends up with a hitting error. 23-16, Quam with another jump serve. Reception's made. The set goes to Hellickson. She's blocked, but it stays. Boyum was there. Olsen was there, but it stays on the Fillmore Central side. Another kill for Hellickson. She does everything but bring the water out in the huddles. It's 24-16. It's set point. Reception's made. No, it's an ace. And that's an exclamation point on that one. An ace serve ends the second set. 25-16, Fillmore Central. Like a machine, has a 2-0 lead on the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights to continue their volleyball season. Forget about coming back to win the match. They got to win the next set. You're listening to Section 1A Championship Volleyball on KDHL-AM. Faribault, Minnesota, a Town Square media station, and on the KDHL app.
At Community Resource Bank, they're more than just a place to manage your money. They're your neighbors, your supporters, your financial partners. Whether you're starting fresh or planning ahead, the team at Community Resource Bank is ready to help with banking that fits your life. Stop in, say hi, and see why more people are choosing Community Resource Bank. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Specialty Personnel Services can solve both sides of work-related problems. For employees, they can put you to work in a short period of time with employers that are in need of your skills. For you employers, Specialty Personnel Services has a list of potential employees that have the skill set to excel on your company's team. Don't waste time chasing want ads. Let the professionals work for you. They do specializing in construction and manufacturing jobs. Specialty Personnel Services in Owatonna. Call 451-5773. In Austin, 433-5570.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd G. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todd gifts.
Let's give you the Security State Bank of Kenyon between set report. My very unofficial statistics have Fillmore Central in that set with 11 kills and 5 errors. They had 5 ace serves, 5 of them. Kenyon Wanamingo had no aces in the second set. In the serving department, they had 12 kills and 7 errors. So the very aggressive serving worked. Remember, Fillmore Central in the first set had 4 service errors. They ended up with 5 aces in the second set. And they are, well, they got a stranglehold on this match. They won the first set 25-19, the second 25-16. Set number 3 is coming your way now as the Fillmore Central team looks, well, very relaxed. And Kenyon Wanamingo has to win this set to continue their volleyball season. That's the bottom line. To continue their volleyball season, they need a win. By the way, Section 2 Class A was an upset. Cleveland picked up a win there. They're in the state tournament. The Clippers. I love that name. So the teal and black clad Falcons say, let's end this thing right now. We'll have the next match between Northfield and Stuartville on these airwaves as well. That's for the Section 1 AAA Championship in a berth to state tournament. Fillmore Central starts the serve with Dolly, the junior. Reception's made in the back row by Quam. Set goes outside left. Ostertag with a kill. Anna Ostertag gets the kill. Johnson will start the serve for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. The junior setter. Andre Haugen has a very focused look on her face at the net. She's a senior. Johnson's karate chop serve is going to be out. Again, you just can't make mistakes like that against a really good team. We're tied at 1. Serving is Valamo, the 5'9 sophomore center for Fillmore Central, picked up by Jarvis. They go outside to Quam from the back row. Picked up by Hellickson. Set goes outside left, hammering it off the block. Hit the head of the blocker. Now Haugen tries to get it back over. Jarvis pops it up. It's pushed by Lindell, and it's wide. Another error. 2-1. Fillmore Central, if they win this, they'll sweep and head off to the state tournament. Jump serve is received in the back corner by Quam. Set goes outside left. Lindell, there's another tip. She's done it, and he doesn't do that a lot. It's hit over the double block. It's going to be popped up by Johnson, hit over by Ostertag. Corson gets to it for Fillmore Central. From the back row, Hellickson wails on it, picked up by Johnson. They go outside left, and Lindell wails on that one. How did Hellickson get to that ball? She did, and Haugen. I thought Haugen got a block, but I think she got called in the net. So it's 3-1, Fillmore Central here in set number 3. As Valamo's serve is received by Jarvis, Kendall Johnson saves it from being an overpass, and Haugen will get a kill. Hits it off the outside arms of Nagel. Andre Haugen, her fifth kill. Serving is Eva Jacobson, the junior from Kenyon Wanamingo. Good side English on that. There's a back set right. That's ball, man! Right down on top of the ball at the center of the net is Zwart. Just textbook. There's no way you can dig him with that kind of a pace when you hit on top of the ball. It's 4-2. Serving out is Nagel. 4-3 in a must-win set for the Knights to continue their volleyball season. Andre Haugen is serving. A line drive serve received by Corson. It ends up in a perfect pass. There's Hellickson. It's partially blocked by Lindell. Hellickson gets it back over after Corson gets to it. Back set is hit by Lindell. She hammers it, and it's stuffed by Hellickson, who gets pushed by her teammate, almost turned her ankle. So Hellickson will get that kill. And serving will be Corson. It's 5-3, Fillmore Central, trying to get the sweep. Reception's made in the back row by Jacobson. The set goes to Lindell. She tries to tip it again. That is not Addy-like. Only thing I can think is that was part of the game plan because she wails on it all the time to maybe try and throw them off with off-speed stuff, but it's not working. Outside they go to Quam. No off-speed there, but Corson picks it up off the deflection. It's passed over. The set goes to the center, and Boyum gets stuffed by Britton, the 6'1 senior. I'm guessing there aren't a ton of teams with two 6'1 girls on their team. The jump serve is an ace for Corson. Her second of the night, or the day, I should say. And a timeout by Siri Quam. Fillmore Central, 8. Kenyon Wanamingo, 3. Here in set number 3. In the Section 1A Championship, winner goes to state next week.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Owatonna is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall means tailgating time. Are you ready for your game day party? From USDA choice steaks and fresh produce to snacks and delicious meat and cheese trays, Fairway has everything you need to fuel your crew. Shop online for easy curbside pickup or check out their weekly ad in store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all your grocery needs. Good luck this fall to all area athletes from Fairway Owatonna.
Unleash the beast with Coyote, the tracker that tears through tough like it's nothing. From the first start to the final haul, Coyote delivers nonstop, no-quit power. You've got the land. Now take control with a machine that never backs down. Get behind the strength. Get behind Coyote. Rule the ground with Coyote today. Stop in and check out the full line at your local Coyote dealer, Northland Farm Systems, 2250 Austin Road in Owatonna, or online at northlandfarmsystems.com.
course, since jump serve is received, it's almost an overpass. Johnson saved it from being that. It comes back over the net by the Knights. There's a back set right that's hammered along. They're asking for a touch. No touch is called. Dolly with a hitting error. 8-4, Fillmore Central. Kenyon Wanamingo just has never been able to put any rally together, you know, no multiple points together. Because Fillmore Central, their court coverage is just incredible, especially by this Hellickson. Serving is going to be Alexander, the sophomore for Kenyon Wanamingo. Her jump serve just over the net. Corson gets to it. The back, they go outside, and guess who hits it? No touch is called, and now they do touch it. They do call a touch. Alexander was getting ready to serve it again. Where was the touch? The Vines person said no, and they're going to give them the point. So Hellickson gets the kill to make it 9-4. Fillmore Central. There's the jump serve for the center portion received by Jarvis. Alexander's going to back set it. It's inside the antenna by Quam for the kill. Took a little pace off that one and it threw him off. That's her eighth kill. We're in the third set. She had eight in the second set alone against New Richland Harmon Ellendale Geneva. They've been avoiding her as much as possible. At the Fillmore Central Falcons, balls popped up. Alexander chases it down. It's back bumped over the net by the Knights. The set goes outside left, and it's Ellickson. They try to get a block on her. We had a new player out there for Kenyon Wanamingo. Ostertag hammers it to the back row. The set is going to be a back set. It's going to be angled and good by Volomo. Picking up just her second kill, the setter. In the match here for Kenyon Wanamingo. Is Hannah Kruger. She's a sophomore. Kruger's at the net. As there's a set outside left. Ostertag wails on it. Hellickson gets to it. Corson back on the court. It's back bumped over the net. Alexander tries to dump it again. Not enough pace on it. It just kind of floats over. There's a hit off the blockers and good by Valamo. She's on the attack now, the setter. Luxury, you got a 5-9 setter. She can do that. It's 11-5, Fillmore Central. Looks like they're on their way to a sweep. Serving is Hellickson. Her jump serve is received by Jarvis. This set to the center. It's just tipped. But picked up by guess who? Hellickson. Boyum tipped it. It's wailed by Valamo. Coming up with it is Quam. Outside left, wailing on it. Corson picks it up as Ostertag wailed on it. Now here's a hit that's picked up by Quam in the back row. Back set. It's pushed to the side. Ball's popped up. Hellickson's going to set her teammate, Valamo, the setter. Quam picks that one up. And they bump it outside. There's Boyum trying to set up Ostertag, and it wasn't a high enough set. Ends up in a hitting error. 12-5. That was one of our better volleys so far in this match. But the Falcons outlasted them. The jump serve is received by Jarvis. It's nearly an overpass, and they are going to call it. Over the net on Fillmore Central. 12-6. Serving is Jarvis. Receptions made by her counterpart, Corson. Now elevating for the back row and hammering it into the net is Hellickson, who's got to be tired. Man, she expends a lot of energy. She's all over the floor. Serving again is Jarvis, the libero for Kenyon Wanamingo. Her jump serve is out. Man, oh, man. That is their second service error. That is their fifth error of this set. They'd be down by one if they didn't have any of those errors. It's 13-7. Jump serve was received by Quam. Nice pass. Alexander back sets it. It's hit off the tape. Rolls back over the side. It was Kruger now diving forward. Hellickson with another great dig. Zwart wheels on it. It's picked up by Ostertag off the deflection. Back bumped over by Kruger. Popped up by Hellickson. The set goes to the center of the net. Zwart wheels on it. Jarvis gets to it. And flying under the net is Alexander trying to get to that ball because you couldn't get an accurate pass off the smoke job by Zwart. 14-7, they double them up on the scoreboard as Fillmore Central. They're like a machine as their serve is received by Quam, ends up in her derriere. They go outside and blocked was Haugen by Zwart, and then they get it back over, and Quam can't get back over the net, trying to dive to it at the attack line. And it ends up in a hitting error. 15-7, Fillmore Central. The teal machine. Her jump serve is received in the back row by Quam. There's a save from an overpass. It gets flipped over. They're still quick enough to get to it. Zwart just absolutely pulverizes it right on top of the ball. Textbook kill. She's got 10 of them. And it's 16-7. Serving for Fillmore Central is going to be Dolly. Well, she served earlier, but it must have been earlier in the set than it's longer than I thought as Ostertag hits it into the net. Eight errors in this set by Kenyon Wanamingo. Just too many errors. They have been pretty efficient the last couple of matches, but not this one. 17-7. Jump serve is tickling the tape. Picked up there by Olsen. They go outside left. The block is Haugen. Outside left, they go with the ball. It's hit into the net by Olsen. And the sands are running out of the hourglass. It's 18-7. Fillmore Central well on their way to a sweep, it appears. As her jump serve behind the center portion of the service line received by Quam. There's a back set. It's hit off the blockers, but again, not enough pace put on it to get to it. It's hit by Britton. Kruger's going to get the ball, going to hit it out. Another error. And a timeout by Coach Quam. 19-7, Fillmore Central. Looks like they're heading to the state volleyball tournament next week, as they're up two sets to none, and they're well ahead 19-7 here in the third set. Section 1A Championship Volleyball on Southern Minnesota's sports leader for nearly eight decades, the mighty 920 KDHO.
Winter Walk is magical. Come to Northfield, Minnesota on Thursday, December 11th for our Winter Wonderland. See Santa, sing songs, and sip cider. Have your picture taken with reindeer, ride a horse-drawn wagon, and the Polar Express. There's lots of holiday shopping for you to do. Finish the evening watching fireworks over the Cannon River. Feel the magic. It's Winter Walk. Come to Northfield on Thursday, December 11th, beginning at 4:30.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo. Zwart just got another textbook kill from on top of the ball to make it 20-7. The jump serve is again received in the back row by Jarvis. The set goes out, and Zwart just stuffed Haugen. 6-1 versus 5-10. And they're 4 points away from a sweep into the state tournament of the Fillmore Central Falcons in Section 1 Class A. The jump serve is received by Jarvis. Saved by Alexander, sort of. Ends up in a hitting error by Claire Olson. The ball was not high enough to get it over the net. And they're 3 points away from the sweep. Well, they are very good. Here's the jump serve received at the back row by Quam. There's a dump by Alexander. Again, just too much air under it. Zwart tries a textbook kill, and this time hits it into the bottom of the net. I think she did a peekaboo. Where do you take your eye off the ball? It's 22-8. Fillmore Central, 3 points away from, well, really, they felt no pressure in this one. Serving is Johnson. Reception is made in the back row by Hellickson. The set goes to center. Zwart again wails on it and gets another kill. She's been on a tear. That's her sixth of this set. Her 13th of the night, and we're only in the day, and we're only in the third set. 2 points away are the Falcons. The jump serve, they're going to get us on time for sure for that next match as Lindell wails on it. That's more Addy-like. Set goes outside to the center. It's picked up, and then Haugen got kind of discombobulated, was going to redirect it, and it hits it into the net. So we're at match point for Fillmore Central. Match point here. Kenyon Wanamingo will end their season 24-5. And it's served into the net by Valamo. Extends at least to another point. Still match point. I've never seen a team come back from this. It's 24-9. Jacobson right corner. Receptions made by Hellickson, and a nice save by Valamo. It's hit over and out by Zwart. And as I said earlier, they can play loose as could be. They had a big lead, so you can wail on it. It's third match point. Receptions made by Hellickson. The set Valamo goes to Zwart. She'll get the kill. And the Falcons do the dog pile in front of the net, in front of us. 25-10. Fillmore Central wins the third set. They sweep Kenyon Wanamingo. Head to the state tournament next week. Here's Section 1. Class A champions are the Fillmore Central Falcons. We'll be back with some unofficial statistics during our between sets report, a service of the Security State Bank of Kenyon. You're listening to Section 1A Championship Volleyball.
The Security State Bank of Kenyon is proud to be partnering with Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to provide grants to the Kenyon Area Foundation and Goodyou County Habitat for Humanity. The foundation receives $2,000, Habitat $10,000 from the Member Impact Fund. It's a matching grant program. Security State Bank of Kenyon has been Kenyon's hometown bank for over 90 years. As a family-owned and operated bank, they are dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and other consumers. It's why the Security State Bank of Kenyon says, personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owatonna Auto Clinic has the cure when that check engine light comes on. Let the car doctors get to work diagnosing the issue with a prescription to get it back on the road fast. The experts at Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose the issue, fixing only what needs to be repaired. That's how they've earned their reputation for honesty. They handle routine service too, like brakes and suspension work. The vehicle prescriptions always at Owatonna Auto Clinic, 902 Hoffman Drive. Check out owatonnaautoclinic.com.
Fall savings are at Cashwise Foods. Fill your home with the mouthwatering aroma of Four Brothers Premium All Natural Country Style Pork Ribs, just $1.99 a pound. Fresh fall favorites are here too. Pizzazz or Grammy Smith apples, just $1.49 a pound, and avocados, 59 cents. Each. Plus, grab all your Halloween essentials, candy, fresh baked treats from their bakery, and other fall flavors for a spooktacular celebration. Remarkable quality, incredible value. Cashwise Foods. Only Cashwise Foods.
.25-10 was your score in set number three as Fillmore Central sweeps the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Scores were 25-19. 25-16 and 25-10. So they got steadily better, right? Got steadily better as the match went on. I had unofficially 41 total kills in the three sets by Fillmore Central and 23 total kills by Kenyon Wanamingo. Errors 26-18. The 26 went to Kenyon Wanamingo, as we've Got some more messages to hear here. Remember, you're always a hit when you get your gifts at Todd G. Jewelry, downtown Kenyon. You don't want just any gift. You want a Todd G. Jewelry.
As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, and financial assets. Our team is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management service to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated representative for more information today. Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd G. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todd G. gifts.
Rain or shine, mud or dust, nothing stands in the way of a Coyote. Dominate your land with strength, style, and serious muscle. No excuses, no limits, just pure performance. That's Coyote power. Get to your dealer now and take command in a brand new Coyote tractor. Stop in and check out the full line at your local Coyote dealer, Northland Farm Systems, 2250 Austin Road in Owatonna, or online at northlandfarmsystems.com.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo. Well, the Knights had nobody in double-digit kills, according to my very unofficial statistics, as they're receiving their runner-up medals now. Leading the way was Molly Quam with 8 kills, the 5'7 freshman. And then it goes down considerably. Audrey Haugen had 4, 4 for Addie Lindell, 3 for Sam Boyum, 2 for Anna Ostertag, and 2 for Claire Olson, as it was just too much height at the net. Remember, Kenyon Wanamingo struggled with the Triton Cobras, who had that height at the net, too. And Fillmore Central's got a lot of that. Fillmore Central is a better team defensively, in my opinion. This Hellickson is unbelievable. Of course, Essex pretty good for Triton, too, as Kenyon Wanamingo receiving their runner-up trophy right now is Jake Weamy, the activities director, just got a medal around Siri Quam, the head coach. She's getting a hug from each of her team members. The Kenyon Wanamingo Knights had a very successful season. You get to a section final, you've got to be very good. State ranked, they were the 5th in QRF. Fillmore Central was the 4th in QRF coming into this game. And 24-5 is an awfully good record. And that's what they finished the 2025 season with, a 24-5 record and a runner-up in Section 1 Class A. We'll wrap things up for the Mayo Civic Center Arena this one.
Hey, Ken Herbeck here. Is it time for a tune-up or maybe a new furnace? Call Owatonna Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier dealer today, and have your furnace checked. Don't wait until you're without heat and below zero temperatures. Call us to get your furnace checked to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning or sudden furnace failure when you really need it most. Owatonna Heating and Cooling is your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the experts. Find us online at owatonna-heating.com or call 507-451-2051. That's 451-2051.
Owatonna Auto Clinic has the cure when that check engine light comes on. Let the car doctors get to work diagnosing the issue with a prescription to get it back on the road fast. The experts at Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose the issue, fixing only what needs to be repaired. That's how they've earned their reputation for honesty. They handle routine service too, like brakes and suspension work. The vehicle prescriptions always at Owatonna Auto Clinic, 902 Hoffman Drive. Check out owatonnaautoclinic.com.
You train hard. You play harder. Now it's time to level up. The Minnesota Air National Guard isn't just a part-time job. It's a launch pad. Get elite training. real-world experience, and college paid for while staying close to home. You've got the drive. We've got the mission. Call 1-800-835-3764. Your future doesn't wait. Neither do we.
Todd Chichuri in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd Chichuri is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todgy. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd Chichuri diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todgy gifts.
Well, again, a sweep tonight by Fillmore Central. I should say this afternoon, not used to calling afternoon volleyball, as they're getting their championship trophy. The Fillmore Central Falcons are your Section 1A volleyball champions as they're doing the, I call it the Duke Bunny Hop, jumping up and down, trophy in the middle, showing it to their fans across the floor here at the Mayo Civic Center Arena. Our next match has the 2 o'clock start time. Look like it's going to be right on time between the Northfield Raiders and the Stuartville Tigers. And we're going to have about a 10-minute break here, I think, as they'll start the warm-ups here soon. And it looks like we'll be on time for the next match, thanks to Fillmore Central sweeping the Kenyon-Wanamingo Knights, ending the night season by scores of 25-19, 25-16, 25-10. By the way, my very unofficial statistics had Zwart, the sophomore, the 6'1 sophomore with 14 kills, and Kyla Hellickson, the 5'8 senior, had 14 kills as well for Fillmore Central. They were the difference makers in this one. Northfield and Stuartville comes your way next. Stay tuned. We're probably going to have about a 10 or 15-minute break here, and then we'll take it right back to the Mayo Civic Center Arena. Get ready for the Raiders and the Stuartville Tigers for the Section 1 Class 3A Championship on Southern Minnesota's sports leader for nearly eight decades, the mighty 920 KDHL. And, of course, you can listen worldwide on the KDHL app.